Lionsgate Films, a Lionsgate Entertainment Company. Content film. Griffin Films. Content Film presents a Pierce Williams First Films production in association with Griffin Films and Dog Pond Productions. The lights of Las Vegas burn brightly amid the darkness of the surrounding desert. William H. Macy. The Cooler, with narrative description by AudioVision Canada. Maria Bello. Sean Hitozi. Ron Livingston. Estella Warren. Arthur J. Nascarella. C. Gainey. Ellen Green. With Paul Sorvino. And Alec Baldwin. Don Scribner, Tony Longo. Richard Israel, Timothy Landfield. Casting by Amanda Mackie Johnson, Kathy Sandridge-Gelfond, Wendy Weidman, Sigda Miguel. Music supervisor, Billy Gottlieb. Music by Mark Isham. A stretch limo pulls up to the Golden Shangri-La Casino. Editor, Arthur Coburn. Inside, slot machines and gaming tables cover the vast casino floor, where an attractive young waitress carries drinks to giddy players at a blackjack table. Costume designer, Kristen M. Burke. The floor manager wanders across the casino, keeping close tabs on the betting action. Production designer, Toby Corbett. A player wins money at the craps table. Director of photography, James Whitaker. The floor manager checks his watch and picks up a house phone.
Bernie, you're killing us. Here, we need him right away.
At the roulette table, the casino's losses mount. When an elevator arrives at the gaming floor, a man gets off and limps down a few steps. He heads for the roulette table. Touches it. And moves on. The players all lose. Co-producer, Elliot Lewis Rosenblatt. When the man passes a blackjack table, the players go bust. Co-producer, Brian First. As the man limps past a craps table, the shooter craps out. Executive producers, Brent Morrison, Robert Griffin, Joe Madden. Next, the man wanders through the slot machines, then heads to the bar.
I'm indoors.
The bartender pours him a cup of coffee. Executive producers, Edward R. Pressman, John R. Schmidt, Alessandro Camon. Produced by Sean First.
Got any cream?
But the cream jug is empty.
Oh, shit.
It doesn't matter.
Produced by Michael Pierce. Middle-aged and sad-eyed, the slim, sandy-haired man sips his coffee. Written by Frank Hanna and Wayne Kramer. A pretty blonde waitress approaches the bar.
Doers and water, please.
Hi, Natalie.
Hey.
Bernie.
Shit. Yeah, Bernie. Yo, Doris, you seen Shelly around? Promised to position me at the tables tonight. I've been on skid row all week.
You didn't settle up with me last night.
No? You sure? Fuck, I was way under. It's been like an AA convention around here. I'll make it up to you tonight, I promise.
Never heard that before.
If I see Shelley, I'll tell him.
Thanks.
Bernie watches Natalie walk away.
That you're looking for him.
Directed by Wayne Kramer. Later, the floor manager approaches.
Hey, Bernie, Shelley needs you on 11.
All right, let's do the Chavez Cerebral. And have Natalie bring it over. The one working the nickel slots by the Paradise. I spoke to Shelley earlier. He wants her out on the tables.
All right, I'll take care of it.
Soon after, Natalie steps toward Bernie as he passes the craps tables.
Hey. You, right?
Yeah, over here.
Joe said I should stick around. You say something to Shelley?
Bernie nods.
Wow, that was fast. Thanks.
Don't mention it. It's over here.
He leads her toward a crap table.
Do a fortune on 5 and 9.
Then he speaks to the shooter.
Did you order the Chevy?
Hey, Street? Back off. Will your pal ups to see you got a roll here?
He shoots. He gets a 7.
7 out. Line away.
The shooter glares after Bernie.
Please collect your tickets at the Paradise Lounge.
Natalie walks away from the table. The woman at another table has hot dice. Until Bernie stops to watch. When Bernie sits in for a few hands at a blackjack table, the other player's luck turns. The last player leaves.
Better luck next time.
Natalie takes an ashtray off the table. Bernie gloomily flips the dealer a chip. An Alka-Seltzer tablet drops into a glass of water. A handsome man in an opulent office drinks it. As three men enter the
Shelley.
Office, a bodyguard blocks the way.
Relax, Shorty.
Hey.
Nick, you didn't tell me you were coming. I'm having a manicure here, Nick.
What do you think? I don't wash up after going to the John, huh? Forget about it. You look like $1 million. How'd I lie to you?
Should have called ahead. I would have sent the car.
Nah, we figured we'd surprise you.
Anytime, Nicky, anytime.
I know that, partner. Shelley, let me introduce you to our brightest VP here. This is Larry Sokolov. His number's guy Marty Goffop.
How do you do, Shelley?
Can I get you fellas something to drink?
I'd love a vodka tonic, thanks.
Shelley stares coldly at Larry. Later, the four men relax over drinks.
I have to goggle.
Nicky laughs, but Marty and Larry are quiet.
So, Nicky, what brings you to town?
Shelley, I've got a smart kid here. He's got some good ideas about how to revitalize the Shangri-La.
Revitalize? What are you talking about? We did $35 million last year.
But why don't you just hear the kid out, huh?
Shelley, I want you to know that I have nothing but the utmost respect for you. You've done a tremendous job with the Shangri-La over the last 16 years, and I don't think anybody can dispute that.
Yeah, nobody doubts that, Shelley.
But the business has changed. Just take a look at the Strip. You see what I'm talking about.
What? You mean that Disneyland Mook Fest out there? Huh?
Shelley gets up to pour himself a drink.
Come on, you know what that is? Huh? That's a fucking violation, is what that is. Something that used to be beautiful. Used to have class, like a gorgeous, high-priced hooker with an exclusive clientele. And then along comes that Steve Wynn cocksucker and knocks her up and puts her in a fucking family way. And now she's nothing but a cheap, fat whore hiding behind too much fucking makeup. I look at her, I see all her fucking stretch marks, it makes me want to cry. Because I remember the way she used to be. Am I right?
Well, there's no arguing the bottom line. Those places are raking it in. And the Shangri-La as she is now can't compete with that.
You think I'm trying to compete with that? You think that's what we're about? Trying to bring in the fucking stroller crowd, fresh off some fucking e-ticket ride, trying to break the house on red and black? Fremont has never been about that bullshit. This is where old time and real money come to play.
Numbers don't back you up on that, Shelley. Don't get me wrong. Nostalgia's great, and we love nostalgia. But nostalgia belongs in a museum. But I think it comes a time to decide whether you're running a museum or you're running a casino.
Later, downstairs, Bernie limps around the casino floor.
Bernie.
Bernie turns to Shelley.
Mr. Cool. You got a minute?
He's just heading over to 14.
You can win. How's the knee?
Bernie shrugs.
I met this orthopedic surgeon at Vegas Memorial. He tells me they can rebuild a man's entire kneecap out of titanium. Now, of course, it costs a shitload of money, but seeing as this gentleman's into us for $500, I thought maybe he could.
I told him. I'm not going to be here after Sunday.
Shelley shakes his head mockingly.
Where are you going to go, Bernie? Where the fuck are you going to go that's better than here? I got you covered in this town. People know you work for me. That's currency in your pocket. That's fucking respect when you walk the floor. Where are you going to get that anyplace else?
Natalie overhears this. Bernie looks him in the eye.
7 days, Shelley. I'm out from under.
He stops a woman passerby.
What's your name, darling? Never mind.
He gives her a business card.
This is who I am. Yeah, that's right. I like to know who's shopping it around in my neighborhood. So, darling, what you do is you be in my office first thing tomorrow morning. If you want.
Bernie and Natalie trade glances.
And you and I'll go over the rules together. And I also want you to bring me a clean bill of health. All right, my dear?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
As the hooker walks away, Natalie follows a few steps behind, and Shelley sees Bernie watching.
How'd you like to birdie that hole, huh? You say the word, she's all yours. Anytime, I'll keep a running tab for you. What? What? She's not your type? What, are you kidding me?
I gotta go.
Bernie finishes his drink.
Things are heating up on 14.
Shelley watches thoughtfully as Bernie departs. That night, at the seedy Better Life Motel, a few lonely plastic lawn chairs surround the empty swimming pool. Bernie pulls into the parking lot in a battered 70s vintage Chrysler. He passes a hooker and a drunk.
Kim, I think we got our laundry mixed up.
The drunk gives him the finger. Bernie hurries off.
Come on, let's get back to the room. $50 only gets you 20 minutes, man. You're wasting your time.
They enter the suite next to Bernie's. Inside, Bernie crosses the tiny 1960s decor efficiency suite to his bed, turns on a light, and unbuttons his suit coat. Soon after, with the TV on, he pours himself a drink.
Pray with me now. Out, demon! Let the crutches go. Let the spirit enter you.
As he stares at the televangelist, banging emanates from Kim's adjoining suite. As Bernie sits up wearily on his bed, leaning against the wall, his head jiggles rhythmically in time with each battering thrust to the next room.
Hallelujah! The Lord has shown his presence once
again. Next day at the casino, a crapshooter rolls the dice.
Hey, a hard way. $900 for Mr. Pinkerton.
When Natalie brings Pinkerton a drink,
thanks, Dalface.
He tries to stuff money down her blouse, and she almost spills her drinks tray on Bernie.
Sorry, I'm so fucking close.
No, this stuff.
Oh my god. I'm sorry, it's my fucking hands all over the place.
You might want to stick around.
I came to play.
Bernie steps to the craps table. Just as Pinkerton lays down a huge bet.
Part eight. Huh? Suck on that.
As a table worker glares at Pinkerton.
Damn right.
$10 hard eight.
Bernie lays a side bet of his own.
All right, buddy, get in. Here we go.
When Pinkerton throws a seven, Natalie smiles.
What the fuck are you smiling at, bitch?
Whoa.
You think it's fucking funny? Huh? You think
easy, man.
You think it's funny this place steal my fucking numbnuts?
As two bouncers muscle Pinkerton toward the door, Natalie smiles sweetly at Bernie. He walks away and grins.
But now I couldn't do without my.
Meanwhile, in the casino's Paradise Theater, a stocky singer in his 50s entertains a spotty crowd.
Break away, I must have you every day. Regularly as coffee or tea.
When the singer steps close to a starstruck woman, her date grins and wags his finger. The singer fawns over Shelley, who's sitting with Nikki, Larry, and Marty.
He's the man. He's the best man. Salud.
No.
He hates that shit if he really does.
Nikki and Marty smile politely, and Larry barely grins.
I used to think your love was something.
As Larry watches, the singer's every sweaty, bloated feature is emphasized.
But now I couldn't do without my soul.
After the show, Shelley walks backstage and steps toward the singer's dressing room.
There he is.
Hey, Shelley, I was a fucking embarrassment out there. Do you understand that? You should never have talked me into going out there, Shelley. I should never let you. Frank is rolling over in his grave. I got strep, man. You understand that? I got strep.
Listen to me, Pops. You were pure velvet out there. It was just silk. And also, looky, looky what was hanging on the door.
He dangles a pair of panties.
Forget about your tonsils. When the muff confetti stops coming, that's when you know you got real trouble.
You get a receipt?
Excuse me?
Still on sale in the lobby. Charlene's. That's Victoria's Secret. Valentine collection. What about that broad you got coming here later? Oh, she set you back. Nothing but the best role, buddy, right?
Are you fucking kidding me, man? Gimme. You don't deserve this. Huh? You got all these ladies going home with a nice sweet breeze between their legs because you do it the way they like it, and you're saying I'm some buddy staff at Eagle Pimp, huh? Hey, fuck you. And fuck you.
Come on, give it to me. Give it to me, man. Come on. Come on. Don't be a prick. Come on, give it to me. Come on, man.
He snatches a small packet from Shelley's hand and unfolds it, trembling.
Oh, fuck.
Soon after, he cooks a spoonful of heroin over a cigarette lighter, then injects it into his arm.
Do you ever watch any of those nature shows?
What?
Those nature shows. You ever watch them?
Yeah, I've seen a few nature shows.
Yeah. Well, this one I've seen about a dozen times. It's about lions. It's about the cycle of life of the lions and the leader of the pack.
Pride. With lions, it's a pride.
Yeah. This old king lion, right? He's getting on in years, and then sooner or later, some young male comes along. He challenges him, and he beats the fuck out of this old lion, right? He kicks the shit out of him. And then they push him out of the pride. He has to go in the jungle and scavenge, and he dies alone.
But Nietzsche's got some sense of humor, huh?
No shit. See, but Shelley is tragic because he's passed at this old fuck lion, and he doesn't know it, and it would be so much easier for him if he could just walk away. And he could avoid all the pain and the humiliation.
But hey, then that would be like accepting that you were dead already, right?
Yeah.
I think I like it better Nietzsche's way, don't you?
Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah. That's it.
He dozes off. Shelley gazes fondly at him. At night, Bernie leaves the casino. He doesn't see Natalie waiting for him nearby.
Buy you a drink?
Bernie looks over his shoulder, then at Natalie, who smiles and holds up a chip. Bernie grins.
Yeah.
Inside, Shelley leaves the dressing room.
Shelley, got a minute?
It's Larry and a young man.
Shelley, this is Johnny Capella.
How you doing, Shelley?
Yeah, I know you're from someplace, right?
Johnny's been opening for Danny Gantz at the Mirage. Now, Sony is talking about signing him to a 3-album deal. They're going to position him as the new Harry Connick.
And I should be interested in this. Why?
Johnny's looking to headline. I thought we might be interested.
We?
Did I come in a bad time?
Even if I was interested, I got fresh ink with Buddy for the next 5 years. I just renegotiated his contract.
Listen, you two need to be on the same page. Larry, listen, if I don't hear from you by Thursday, I'm taking the Stardust. Yep. All right? I'm going there. Johnny Capella, gone.
Definitely be in touch.
As Johnny leaves, Shelley glares at Larry. Meanwhile, in a bar, Natalie does Bernie's astrological chart.
Progressed Venus is in Gemini. 12.5 degrees. And is in direct motion, which means...
She checks a book and smiles.
You're a slow starter when it comes to romance. Sorry. You know what? This is real unprofessional of me. I shouldn't discuss your chart with you till I'm all done. But I can tell by the look on your face that you think this is all a lot of BS.
No. I know what the outcome's gonna be.
There's not, like, one particular outcome. A lot of things come into the picture, like, the planets, the moon phases.
The outcome won't change with me. It'll be all bad.
Oh, my God. I have never met anyone who was so down on themselves.
Do you know what I do at the Shangri-La?
I asked around. You're a cooler. You turn winners into losers.
Do you know how I do that?
Listen, I know there's a lot of stuff that happens in casinos all the time.
I do it by being myself. People get next to me, their luck turns. It's always been that way.
Well, that sounds like a self-fulfilling prophecy to me. There's a whole chapter of that in my book.
I only got 6 more days. Well, really, almost 5. I'm leaving town.
Only 5 more days? Then we shouldn't waste any more time. You want to go back to your place?
He stares at her, incredulous, and scratches his head.
If this is, I'm not sure I can afford. I can't afford to.
She rests her head on the table.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean. See, this is what I'm talking about. I've gone and cooled the damn table.
Shut up, Bernie. Shut up. You haven't gone and cooled anything. Not by a long shot.
Soon after, in his hotel room, Natalie takes off her sweater. As Bernie pulls out a bottle of scotch, she stares at his dead plants.
You know, once they're dead, they don't really go back. In case that's what you were waiting for. Oh my God, you got a cat?
Bernie looks at the food and water bowl on the kitchen floor. As he shakes his head nervously, she reclines on the bed and smiles at him.
So, got any music?
Bernie grins broadly, blows the dust off a record, and puts it on his turntable. He shuts a cabinet door and winces as the needle skates across the record. Bernie puts the record on.
Hey.
She pats the bed.
Come here.
He limps toward her. Bernie plunks himself down beside her.
Relax, Bernie. Relax.
Straddling his lap, she runs her fingers through his hair.
Are you sure you?
And takes off her top.
At least one of us has done this before.
This is not the first time I've ever.
She silences him with a kiss.
Surprise me.
Then pulls down his pants.
Like this.
She walks over to the record player and guzzles her scotch. Tousle-haired, Bernie gazes at her swaying shapely behind, mesmerized. She drops her pants and reveals a pair of dice tattooed on her left buttock. Wearing only a thong bodysuit, she steps toward him, smiling, and sits on his knee. As they kiss passionately, he massages one of her breasts. Then both of them.
How nice a girl you can be.
She sits on his lap, facing him. And they continue necking. She reaches down.
I think I can get it.
Wait, no. Move to the side.
Okay.
I'm
sorry.
It's okay.
It isn't fair. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh, shh.
lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice.
They fall back on the bed with her on top.
So let's keep this party.
She slowly moves back and forth on top of him. He stops her, gazes into her eyes, then grabs her and rolls over on top. With his pants down around his ankles, he thrusts wildly. He kisses her tenderly.
Sorry.
He rolls off her and lies beside her.
It's okay, Bernie. I've had worse.
Shit. Oh, God.
He sits up and holds his head in his hands.
I know I'm gonna pay for this. I don't know who you are or what. This was good. I'm glad. I don't care.
He flops back beside her and stares at the ceiling.
You've got a great comic.
You've. Thank you.
Smiling, she holds his penis in her right hand. In the morning, Bernie awakens to see that Natalie's not beside him. Crestfallen, he picks up her pillow and inhales her scent. He lies back, holding the pillow over his face.
So?
Natalie steps out of the bathroom, brushing her teeth.
Want to go get some breakfast?
He grins. Later, at a diner.
They've got these rules about casinos hiring felons. So he got me a gig in telemarketing. We were scamming pensioners out of their retirement money. I lasted 2 weeks. By that time, I was...
Nearby, a pregnant young woman sits with a young man.
I owed one of the casinos over $100,000. I put Shelley in a really awkward position. I don't blame him for what he did.
What?
Bernie gestures at his leg.
Your leg? He did that to you?
Bernie nods.
He shot you?
No. Baseball bat. I got off easy.
What do you mean you got off easy?
I was out of control.
He maimed you, for fuck's sake.
Listen to me. I'm grateful for what he did. I am absolutely serious. Anytime I get an urge to play off the clock or so much as drop a quarter in a slot, I just reach down and feel what's left of my cartilage. It's an excellent reminder.
Jesus Christ. I thought shit like that only happened in the movies.
Anyway, Shelley and I worked out a repayment plan. 6 years off the books at the Shangri-La cooling tables, and in 5 days...
Suddenly, the pregnant woman stands up.
Oh, my God, now?
Ah!
Are you
I'm
sure?
Going into labor.
Yeah?
I'm going into labor.
Okay.
Ow!
Deep breath. Very calm. Okay, everybody, we're having a baby.
The woman trips over a man's bag and falls.
You fucking cocksucker! Who puts our bag in the middle of the fucking thing so a pregnant woman can trip all over it?
Bernie stares at the young man.
Mikey? Bernie.
Outside.
Guess you're gonna be a grandfather, Bernie.
They approach a beat-up convertible.
Is this you? Hey, what the fuck? It runs.
Natalie helps the woman into the car.
Here, sit down. You all right?
Yeah.
Anyway, we gotta get out of here. Hey, Mikey. How's your mom doing? I'm gonna pretend like you give a shit and tell you she's getting by as long as she's high.
Bernie nods nervously.
Name's Charlene, in case you were wondering.
Charlene waves from the car.
Hey, when's the last time you saw a doctor?
About 6 months ago, back in Jersey. I wasn't about to go back there after they treated me like cattle. Just because I had no insurance, you know? All of those places are crawling with TV from M. Spix.
As Natalie stares at her, shocked, Mikey gets into the car.
Listen, Mikey, if you want to, why don't you drop by the Better Life Motel? Give us a chance to catch up.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. Play catch up. For the kids' sake.
Bernie and Natalie watch as Mikey and Charlene drive off. Later at the casino, Bernie lights a gambler's cigarette.
Thanks.
Don't mention it.
$100 minimum table, sir.
Bernie puts a banknote on the table as he sits down.
No offense, pal, but there's 20 other tables here. What do you want to come sit on my head for?
I'm just gonna play one hand. Feeling lucky tonight. Got this voice in my head says this is the table.
The cards are dealt.
Insurance?
Dealer busts.
Well, yes.
Bernie is stunned. He didn't lose. The dealer busts again.
Busto, Mel, what's happening to you?
Bernie watches nervously as the man's winnings continue to mount. The pile of chips in front of him grows larger.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Mel's house.
Shelly stops nearby to watch the table. The dealer looks at him anxiously, and Bernie notices him. Bernie gets up to leave.
Hey, where are you going? Stick around, pal. You and me would make a great team. Hey!
Bernie limps towards Shelly.
What was that? Man, what the fuck gives? Is it McGann? Guy's been with me 12 years. He's as stand-up as my fucking dick. Maybe he's having money problems. I'm gonna pull him.
No.
Was he counting them to move with the streak?
Larry arrives.
Is there a problem?
No, there's no problem. Fellow's on a streak is all.
Let me guess. This is one of your coolers?
Why don't you announce it to the whole fucking joint while you're at it?
They told me that you were a stickler for the old ways, but coolers? What is this guy really? A car mechanic? Some kind of shill? Because he doesn't look too effective to me.
Bernie walks off.
He's the best. Take it from me.
All right, sure, whatever. There are ways, subtle ways, that we can keep the odds in our favor. But I'm talking about more forward-thinking methods.
Well, I'm sure you've got a whole prospectus on the subject, right?
As a matter of fact, yeah, I do. For instance, I can tell you right off the bat, the wallpaper's not gonna cut it. It's too uplifting. I would suggest going with some more muted tones.
Wallpaper?
Yeah, and personally, I think the cocktail waitresses could pop another button or two. Myself, I wouldn't hire anything less than a C cup.
He holds up a CD.
Know what that is?
No.
It's music, to be sure. It's pleasant, non-intrusive. But recorded at a subsonic level is a mantra. Lose. 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 We're just skimming the surface, Shelly. We really need to talk.
Shelly fumes and turns away.
Shelly!
A casino employee hurries toward him.
You better come quick.
As Shelly follows the man, Bernie and Larry trail behind. They enter a hotel suite where an old movie plays on a TV. A man's body lies on the floor in front of the set. It's Buddy, dead from a heroin overdose. Shelly looks down at him, resigned.
Contact his daughter and assist with the arrangements. The Shangri-La will cover all expenses.
What about the Paradise?
She's going dark tonight.
That won't be necessary.
Shelly struggles to keep his temper. That night, Johnny Capella is on stage in the packed Paradise Room.
Can I steal a little love? Cool me, honey, I'm fine. Steal your love is my desire. Hug me, squeeze me till I'm
When Johnny grinds his hips, Shelly looks on stoically as Nikki sits beside him, grinning.
Cool me, woo me, turtle dove. Can I steal a little love?
Two topless showgirls join Johnny on stage.
Crazy. Why do I do?
As the mostly female audience applauds enthusiastically, Nikki congratulates Larry. As Marty grins and keeps time to the music, Larry looks at Shelley and raises his glass in a toast. But Shelley ignores him. Meanwhile, in an amusement arcade, Bernie and Natalie approach a ring toss game.
Yeah.
Five for a dollar.
When Bernie pays the carny,
good luck.
Natalie throws the rings.
All right, double this.
And misses.
Oh, damn. Too bad. Better luck next time. You want to try again?
Yes.
No, come on. Thank you.
As they walk off, Bernie looks at her skeptically.
What?
Nothing.
What?
You're an easy mark is all.
I'm an easy mark.
You know where that comes from?
No.
Years ago, Shelley and me were working Coney Island for the summer. When I'd see a guy who had a full wallet and was willing to open it up, I'd mark him with chalk. I'd put it on my hand and I'd go something like, hey, man, good work, or hey, buddy, how you doing? What the guy didn't realize is that when he walked down the way, Shelley could spot him a mile off. An easy mark.
She brushes off her shoulder.
Thanks a lot, Bernie. I gotta sit.
As they sit down at another booth, Natalie sees a little boy and his father nearby. When the boy looks at her, she smiles at him. Bernie sees her gazing at the boy.
You okay?
Yeah. Did you notice last night that tattoo on my butt?
Little Joe?
Yeah. Tutus, little Joe. I had a son. His name was Joe. I was his mother for 1 year.
You don't have to tell me this.
No, I want to, Bernie. I gave my son up for adoption. I just wanted my life back. I was 17 going on 18, and I was so fucking selfish. My family didn't want nothing to do with me after that, so I hitched a ride out here and thought I'd make it as a show girl. 10 years later, I'd like to think that if it happened when I was older, with a guy that I cared about, that it would have been different. You know? I think about my little Joe sometimes, and I do.
As she averts her gaze, Bernie stares at her and stands. She looks up at him.
Natalie. I think I could kick your ass at the dime toss.
She hugs him happily. He strokes her gently. Later, at his place, Natalie's face contorts in ecstasy. Bernie kisses her stomach, then mouths one of her nipples.
You may not be an angel.
They kiss tenderly.
Cause angels are so few.
Later, they lie together, gazing into each other's eyes and smiling.
Would you do something for me?
I'll string along.
Yeah!
Soon after.
Yeah!
Mark! Yes!
Naked, Bernie and Natalie bounce up and down on the bed, slamming the headboard against the wall.
Let's check up the ass.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
Please, Bernie.
Okay.
No, my ass. Oh.
And until the day that we
Dad! Bernie bangs a picture frame against the wall.
Shut the fuck up in there.
Did we wake you?
At night, people crowd the strip. Above, huge neon signs lure them into the casinos. As Bernie and Natalie walk together, she ducks under a man on towering stilts. He hands her a long, thin balloon. Then, as she reaches for it, lets it fly. Later, they return to the Better Life Motel. Natalie gets out of the car. While Bernie parks, she steps toward his suite, key in hand, but the door is open. She enters cautiously and finds Charlene inside, smoking a cigarette. When she sees Natalie, she quickly stubs it out.
I have to pee. I'm always peeing.
Annoyed, Natalie drops her purse on a dresser and looks at Mikey drinking Bernie's scotch on the bed. He steps toward her.
Let's get in here.
I told the desk clerk Bernie was my old man. He let us wait inside. Is that cool with you?
Bernie's out looking for a parking space.
I must have taken the last one.
She stares at him coldly.
I didn't get your name.
Natalie, Mikey.
Tell me something, Natalie. Is he paying you?
Excuse me?
My old man, is he renting your ass? Because otherwise I just don't get it. I mean, a loser like my pops in the company of some primo tits and ass, just, it don't compute.
As she continues staring at him, he reaches toward her ear and uses sleight of hand to reveal a gambling chip.
Is this enough to get me a little taste? Family discount.
He drops the chip between her breasts.
Are you kidding me?
No,
babe. He hands her a rose as Bernie enters.
Mikey!
Hey, Bernie! Told you we was gonna stop by.
I thought you'd call ahead first. We were at breakfast. Hey.
As they hug awkwardly, Natalie gives the rose to Charlene.
Yeah, that's a lot of love there, Bernie.
She enters the washroom as Charlene wipes cocaine off her upper lip.
Hi.
Charlene hugs Bernie, who looks at Mikey expectantly.
You see, Bernie, the thing is, we're kind of strapped. I mean, Charlie here is expecting like yesterday, and we don't have the dough to make with the right nutrition for her and all. So I was wondering if you'd like to invest a little, maybe in your grandchild's future, his well-being.
Bernie looks at Mikey gravely. Then walks past him into the kitchen, where he opens a cupboard and pulls out a jar. He returns with a fat roll of money.
It's almost $3,000. That's all I got.
That's very generous.
Bless you, Bernie. Want to feel it?
Oh, I don't think.
Oh, I just felt her kick. Come on. Bernie, give me your hand.
She places his hand on her belly.
You feel that?
I don't know. I think so.
Hey, we'll catch you later, Bernie.
Okay.
Thanks.
Take care, Dad.
At the Shangri-La, Nikki unveils an architect's model.
We break ground on her in 6 months.
She's perfect. 3 floors of gaming, IMAX theater, entertainment center, boutiques, restaurants, roller coaster, you name it, we've got it. She pays for herself in 3 years. After that, it's easy money.
She's a great show.
Shelley looks at the towering circle of columns on the outlandish model.
In Lost Horizon, these people, their plane crashes in the Himalayas, and they get rescued, taken to this utopia in the mountains, Shangri-La. It's beautiful. Totally isolated, untouched by the outside world. No war, no greed, no bullshit. Time has slowed down. You never age. It's paradise. You see, that's what Shangri-La is. It's paradise.
Yeah, we've seen the movie, Shelley. What's your point?
My point is you don't fuck with paradise.
Come on, Jesus, Shelley. Hey, we're not trying to fuck with it. We're trying to make it better.
How? How? Nikki, how are you going to make it better? It's perfect just the way it is. It's the last of its kind. It's pure. This is a fucking mockery.
How is it a mockery, Shelley? It's right out of the movie.
Who's talking about a movie? This is not a movie. This is my fucking life. Let me ask you one question. Where are you going to be when they decide to change it back? When the people, they want the real Vegas again before all this Epcot Center bullshit, huh? Who's going to give it to them? You? I don't think so. You know who? The same fucks who started this whole thing in the first place. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to come around full circle and bite you on the fucking ass. Take my words for it.
Shelley, you make some good points, huh? Maybe we'll swim back the other way someday. Who the hell knows? But for now, this moment suggests we shoot the dice. My friend, I think you should take some time just to think things through. I know all this is a lot to digest, I know that.
Shelley reflects on his words. Soon after, the four walk the casino floor.
Wait up a second.
Nikki pauses at a craps table.
I thought we were going to go eat.
Let's try this table over here, it's a little less crowded.
Nah, let's play here. It's my lucky table.
Bernie is at the far end of the table.
It's more private over here.
Shelley, I'm a big guy, I'm going to take care of myself. Well, go on ahead, I know how to find you.
Shelley looks at Bernie, who nods and steps away. As a casually dressed man throws the dice, when a die hits Nikki's forehead, the man smirks.
Oh, seven, line away.
Fuck.
Come on, Pops, what the hell? I could have paid my mortgage with the money I just lost.
Fella grievance, all right?
Shithead.
Come on, give me two hot ones.
The man waits impatiently for Nikki.
Give me 100, I'm right. 100 big yellow.
All right, sure.
Hey, hurry up, Gramps. Come on, your soup's getting cold, huh?
Nikki throws.
Four, heart four.
The man laughs.
Four's all right,
I'm with him.
Yeah. Hey, Uncle Palsy.
Nikki glares at him.
Come on, throw him before you fucking keel over and die, old man.
Nikki throws.
Seven, out. On the way. Thanks for the bets, folks. Don't take it so hard, Pops. Everybody craps out.
Nikki grins and steps away from the table.
I go fucking change into pens.
Nikki stops in his tracks, turns, and smiles as the man chuckles at him. Nikki laughs. Nikki steps toward the man, grabs him, and headbutts him to the floor.
Who's laughing now? Crack wise now, you fucking fool as a Ken doll, little dick, suburbanite, fucking scum! Now, how's that
hey,
for
Nikki?
Game?
Nikki.
Bernie tries to calm him down, and when Nikki shoves him away, Bernie whistles for help.
Hey!
How you like the game so far?
Shelley arrives as bouncers restrain Nikki, but he gets in one last kick before the man is hauled off.
Nikki, take it easy.
Come on!
That ain't right! You got fucked up my whole game. The fuck does he think
right.
he is?
You're absolutely right. Forget about him. He's just a piece of shit. Let me see your hand. My hand is all right. I got news for you. I thought this was on more fucking class, okay? Used to be we didn't let a bum like that in this fucking place. Come on.
As Shelley escorts Nikki away, Bernie watches them go. And looks down at his shaking, blood-spattered hands.
This town.
At lunch with Natalie.
This town, you know? All All I want to do is go someplace where I can tell night from day, where they got clocks on the walls. I can't breathe here anymore. 4 days and I'm gone. I don't even know if I can hold out that long.
So where's that leave us, Bernie?
A week ago, I couldn't even remember what it was like to have a woman's hands on me.
She takes his hands.
I still pinch myself. I'm afraid I'm gonna wake up. Come with me. Natalie, I want you to come with me.
God, Bernie.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spring it on you.
I've been working on this compatibility chart, okay? And it looks good, really. It does.
So what's the problem?
The problem is it's only good here in Vegas. But that's just for now, for the immediate future, you know? When the planets realign, maybe next year.
A year? Natalie, I can't wait another year. I can't...
He knocks over a salt shaker and the top falls off, spilling salt on the table. They both stare at it. She looks at him and shakes her head.
I can't go, Bernie.
Disappointed, he looks away. Later, Bernie walks toward the bar through the slot machines.
Hi, Doris.
Hey.
He sits. And she pours him a coffee. A few drops of cream remain in the jug.
Oh, shit. Just a sec.
Chang? Party of 15, your table is ready. Chang, party of 15.
Soon after, Bernie smiles as he steps to a crowded craps table. As he looks at the players' faces, his smile disappears.
Come on, y'all, I want to send my baby to college.
Mikey is the shooter, with Charlene at his side. Bernie is mortified. Mikey kisses Charlene's bulging stomach.
This is for you. This one's on the line for the guys with bow ties. With shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Dealer's got shoes. Thanks,
come on,
pal.
Point
blank.
Come on, guys.
6-3, 5-4. Let's do it. Can we get it? Can we get it? Come on.
We got a shooter.
Natalie joins Bernie at the table and sees what's going on.
Rockstar.
Charlene spots her.
Give me them dice back.
Okay, pay me, moron. Pay me. Come on. $9,000.
Give me $9,000.
Larry arrives to see what the fuss is about.
God bless you all.
Point is nine. Let me get all the hard ways for Team Moron out here, okay? All right.
This
is great. For you guys, all right? Here we go.
Come on. 6-3. This is for the baby.
Come on.
Mikey shoots. Bernie swallows a drink. As Charlene throws her arms around Mikey, Larry is not pleased.
Come on, guys, with the cigarettes. We got a pregnant woman here. Put him out. I'm winning you guys money. Come on.
Shelly joins Bernie.
All right.
What gives?
Yeah, he's up 18,000 since I stepped up to the table. Sorry, Shelly. I'm kind of hit or miss these days.
9,000.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can feel a kick.
Shelly spots Mikey switching the dice.
Fucking amateurs.
Mikey shoots.
Guys, I thank you. My pregnant wife thanks you. My unborn child thanks you. Okay? Color me up, will you?
Yeah.
And keep one of these little blue ones for yourself.
Thank you very much.
As Bernie looks on, Shelly and two goons step toward Mikey and Charlene. But they're too busy necking to notice.
It was quite a run you had there, Chip.
Yeah. Lucky. Lucky night, I guess, huh?
So exciting to watch, too. If you don't mind, I'd like to settle this up in my office, and I'd like to lay out that kind of cash on the floor. Go up there, relax a bit, have a drink, name your poison. A little apple juice for the mother to be here.
Mikey glances nervously at Charlene.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You should take this stuff with me.
No.
Mikey realizes he's been caught.
Yeah.
the goons escort the two away. Larry joins Shelley.
Okay. That is not how I propose we handle this. We turn this matter over to the authorities. They'll be blacklisted, their credit ruined.
And I suppose I should stick a fucking lollipop in their mouths for the ride home, huh? Let me tell you something, Harvey. You come upstairs with me in my office, you watch and learn how to protect your investments the old school way.
Shelley walks off. As Larry follows, Bernie watches anxiously beside Natalie. He dithers. Then follows the two men with Natalie. Upstairs. Shelley's goons are beating up Mikey.
Let's go, everybody, let's go.
Shelley! Shelley! Shelley, wait a second. Shelley, wait.
Wait, don't do this.
Stay out of this, Bernie. It's got nothing to do with
you. It's got everything to do with me. He's my son.
Him? This little prick is your son?
Bob, you gotta help me out here.
Shut up! What are you talking about?
Oh, wait. Are you in on this?
Huh?
What?
I asked you a fucking question. You come clean with me now.
No, for God's sake, what's the matter with you? I didn't know nothing about this.
Shithead hit with your son?
Shelley stares at Bernie, incredulous.
Let me ask you a question. How much do you think the two lives are worth, huh?
Myself, I don't think they're worth piss, but hey, he ain't my kid. This shithead was up 150 G's down there. That's 150 grand that somebody's got to account for. What do you say? You cover them both 75 apiece, huh?
Come on, Shelley. They didn't get away with the money. You hadn't lost nothing.
Go to work.
No.
Bob!
No, wait.
Bob! Come on.
No! No! Jesus!
Wait! No! Come on! Shut up! All right. No! God damn it. All right. I'm good for it. 150 G's. I'm good for it.
Oh my God, okay. The contractions. I need to go to the hospital.
Come on, Shelley.
Oh, for God's sake, Shelley. Will you help her out? That's my grandkid.
Oh my God, that's right. That's Bernie's little grandchild. Are you all right, sweetheart?
Uh-uh.
You need to go to the hospital, huh?
Uh-huh.
Shelley kicks her in the stomach. Shelley lifts up Charlene's blouse and rips out a small pillow.
Hey, everybody, look, it's a boy! Oh, can you believe this? Bernie, you have a grandson!
Natalie is stunned.
Bernie's got a little grandson!
Charlene cowers on the floor.
Isn't he cute? He looks like you.
Bernie is humiliated.
What do you think?
Larry looks on nearby.
A nice, healthy grandson. You want to hold your grandson, Bernie? Huh? Break out the champagne, everybody. Bernie's a grandfather.
Shelley gives the pillow to Bernie.
Now, you still want to make good on this? If you want to change your mind, I don't blame you.
Bernie looks at Mikey.
I make it up to you, Pop, I swear.
Bernie tosses the pillow to Mikey.
I'm good for it.
He leaves with Natalie.
All right, up on the table right now.
He grabs a length of pipe.
Wait a second. Hold on. Shelley, we had a deal.
150 G's buys their lives. It's just a little slap on the wrist to remember me by.
Wait!
Shelley smashes Mikey's leg with a savage blow. Natalie pulls Bernie away. Larry is unnerved. As Shelley leaves, he throws Larry the pipe. Later at the motel.
Fuck! I brought this on myself. I planted the seeds. When Angela ran off with Mikey, I never made an effort to get back in his life. I figured, kid don't need a fucking loser for a father. Now it's come full circle. I give him the money. I open the door to all this. I got this coming to me. This is payback.
Natalie puts on a record. She steps toward Bernie, who's sitting on the bed, and takes the drink out of his hand.
Are you done beating yourself up, Bernie?
She sets the drink on the TV set and pulls him gently to his feet. As they sway slowly, Bernie nuzzles her.
Make me smile with my heart.
After they've made love, Natalie sits up in bed, thinking, while Bernie dozes beside her.
Yet you're my favorite worker.
Bernie, you awake? I think that I love you. No. I don't think. I'm pretty sure of it. You blindsided me, Bernie Lutz. I never saw it coming. Shouldn't do that to a girl. There's so many things you don't know. Should know. Oh, fuck, I don't want to ruin this.
He sits up, concerned.
It don't matter. It don't matter what you come clean about. It's not going to change the way I feel about you. It's not. Natalie, I'd say it, but...
Say it, just say it.
No, with my rotten luck.
Don't fuck rotten luck, Bernie. It's over.
I love you, Natalie. I really, really love you.
Next day, in the half-light of dawn, lights glow along the strip. Bernie awakens to find a cat on his chest.
Trixie?
He sits up, puzzled.
You came back?
He squints at the sun pouring into his dingy suite. Seeing a card on the bed beside him, he opens it. Inside, Natalie is written, "Have a spectacular day," beside a lipstick kiss. He grins and leaps out of bed. As the cat eats out of its bowl, Bernie dances to the music and pours himself a cup of coffee. Soon after, he smiles as he checks his unhealthy plants.
What a day!
Later, he crosses the casino floor with a spring in his step, grinning and waving to his fellow workers.
Almost like being in love.
When he stops at a mirror to check his hair, Natalie steps to his side, grins, and steps away. Bernie's joyful mood is displayed on the security monitors upstairs, where Shelley watches with interest and picks up a phone.
Tell Bernie to get over to table 6. Seems to
be. Downstairs, Bernie passes the slots on his way to the bar.
That is ringing for me.
And as he sits, Doris pours him a cup of coffee.
When the bells start to peal, I would swear.
And fetches the cream jug.
I can swear that
when she pours, the liquid flows into his cup in a thick stream. Bernie looks at her, stunned. And Doris can't believe it either. They smile in amazement.
Duty calls.
Bernie steps away from the bar. Soon, winners celebrate at the craps table. and at the slots. When Bernie leans against the slot machine, the woman playing it hits the jackpot. He smiles, perplexed. Good luck spreads through the casino like wildfire, and it seems that nobody can make a bad bet. Wherever Bernie walks, a wave of good fortune follows, and winnings pile up. Delighted gamblers line up at the teller's cage to cash in their chips.
I can swear that I'm falling. Well, it's almost like
Bernie is mystified.
Well, it's all
when Shelley walks past worriedly. Bernie smiles a little smile and follows Shelley to a huge slot machine where a man stops him.
Check it out. The new Mega Million. I call her Marnie. You know, because she's one frigid broad.
Shelley turns to Bernie.
You want to tell me what's going on out there?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? We're down almost a mil out there. Doesn't that seem strange to you?
I guess I'm having an off day.
No, no. No, you don't have off days, Lutz. You're shitty luck incarnate. What's wrong? You're coming down with something, you have this look about you.
No, I'm fine. As a matter of fact, I've never been better.
Give it a shot.
The man pulls the lever.
What's that supposed to mean?
She loves me, Shelley. She told me last night, Natalie.
The machine hits the $1 million jackpot.
Should I get her flowers or candy?
What is happening to you?
The flowers.
He walks off, leaving Shelley with the man.
You popped her cherries!
Shut the fuck up.
Later, as Natalie serves a cocktail, she turns around to see Shelley's goons looming behind her.
Hey, Tom.
They escort her away. Upstairs, Shelley sits in his office. Natalie enters.
Hey, Shell.
She smiles nervously.
Did you believe those fucking kids yesterday?
Don't worry about that, because you and I have other problems now. You have really fucked things up big time, let me tell you. I hired you to be his coos companion, not the true love of his fucking life. But no, you have to go and get all profound on the poor schmuck. I love you, Bernie. What the hell were you thinking? Those four words of endearment have cost this casino $1 million and counting today.
I don't understand what that means.
He steps toward her menacingly.
Lady Luck. You heard of Lady Luck, haven't you?
Yeah.
Because that's what's going on out there. Lutz is kryptonite on a stick. He should have them throwing ice cubes right now, but instead, I got a meltdown on my hands. So here's the situation. You are out of his life before he even gets home. Don't even tell him to his face. Leave him a note. I'm going to make some calls, and you are going to be situated at another joint.
When he returns to his desk, she gazes at the floor.
I don't think I can do that, Shell.
Excuse me?
I said, I don't think I can do that, Shell. It was an act. I meant it.
You love him?
Yeah. I love the schmuck.
What the fuck is there to love? He's a loser. Always has been. Always will be. I thought you were a smart cookie when I picked you out. You do not want to fuck with me. Because if you do, your next John is going to be a fucking rattlesnake in the fucking desert. You understand me? Get out of here.
She leaves the office. That night, Bernie parks at the motel. He enters his suite.
Hey, Natalie!
As he removes his jacket, he looks around the darkened room and sees a note taped to a mirror. He grabs the note and reads it. As he finishes reading, despair is etched upon his face. Next day at the casino, the cream jug is empty once more, and Doris looks at Bernie questioningly. He gazes back at her dejectedly.
It doesn't matter.
She looks at him, concerned, as he turns away from the bar and limps off toward the slot machines. Later, when Bernie observes at a craps table, the players drift away one by one as their luck changes. At a blackjack table, the dealer deals himself 21. Bernie watches morosely as the players take their losses and ante up for the next hand. Larry walks by to check that Bernie's luck is back to normal and looks up at the security camera, which Shelley monitors in his office. Shelley lights a cigarette and smiles. In the Paradise Room, Johnny Capella plays to an enthusiastic audience.
Thank you. Thank you. Good catch, sweet guy.
This next song I'm about to give you guys is dedicated to a friend of mine over there. Brianna, this one's for you.
Bernie drinks a scotch with Shelley.
I want you to tell me the truth, Shelley. Did you say something to Natalie? Did you muscle her?
Jesus, Bernie, is that what you think, that I would fuck with your happiness? That hurts me.
Bernie is irritated and edgy. He looks at the stage.
This guy's all flash. No soul. I miss Buddy. It's just not the same around here.
Buddy was tired. I gave him the easy way out. Things could have been so much worse.
Gave him the easy way out? What are you talking about? He...
Their eyes meet.
Buddy never would have taken the buyout. He would have stuck to his guns right to the end, and they would have ended up hurting him, and I could not allow that to happen.
Jesus. You sit here and you justify it? Like you're Dr. Kevorkian or something?
Hey, listen to me. I loved that son of a bitch, but his time was up. What was I supposed to do, leave him to those corporate fucking scumbags? What I did was a humanitarian thing that I have no doubt about. And afterwards, I held him in my arms and I cried like a fucking baby.
Bernie stares at him coldly.
What? What is this fucking look you're giving me now? What is that? Huh?
Bernie keeps staring. Later, at home, Bernie dozes on his bed with a drink in his hand. Bernie awakens. He opens the door. To Natalie. As she looks at him apprehensively, she carries a suitcase at her side. He takes her into his arms and hugs her tightly. As hours pass, lights from the strip pierce the night. After making love, Bernie and Natalie lie in bed together.
I can't do that. I have an obligation to Shelley.
Fuck Shelley. He doesn't give a shit about you, Bernie. Let's just climb in your car and drive out the hell out of here tonight.
I can't do that, Natalie. Because you're with me. I can't have that on me.
When she turns over and nestles against him, spooning, he kisses the back of her neck. Next day at the Shangri-La, the winning streak is revived. Even the slots are paying off. As a crap shooter rakes it in, Bernie watches, smiling. When Shelley arrives at the table and looks on, displeased, Larry joins him. Soon after, Shelley and his goons arrive at the motel. Shelley strides past Natalie, sunbathing beside the pool, and heads toward Bernie's suite. As the goons yank Natalie out of her chair and follow Shelley. Inside, the goons throw her to the floor.
Shelley! You have no fucking right! Shelley!
Shelley opens a closet and grabs her suitcase.
You have no fucking right! Shelley, I tried. I couldn't do it! Shelley. Shelley, I can't leave. Shelley
takes her clothes out of the closet.
Doesn't that mean anything to you? You heartless fuck.
He throws the clothes into the suitcase and steps to the dresser.
I got it.
Where he takes out her things and returns to the suitcase.
Bastard. I thought he was your friend.
He rounds on her and sneers.
Who do you think you are? Who the fuck do you think you are? You're nobody! I can make you disappear like that, and no one fucking person would miss you. Not one fucking person!
Bernie would! He loves me. He loves me. And that kills you, doesn't it, Shell? That kills you. That kills you, doesn't it? He was your only friend. And you crippled him. You crippled him. And he still stood by you, but no more, Shell. The only friends you've got now are the fucking guys on your payroll. You don't own me anymore, Shelly. And you don't own Bernie. We're leaving here tonight. I am taking him, and there is not a fucking thing that you can do about it. And you will be all alone.
Is that right?
He backhands her and knocks her into a mirror. She falls to the ground, her face cut by the shattered glass. Even Shelley's goons are shocked. Shelley gazes at her lying on the ground. She struggles to her knees. And tries to stand and clutches at her lacerated face. Shelley watches her.
I love him.
Shelley shakes his head. Natalie watches as the three men leave the room. Blood running down her cheek, she sinks to her knees. At night, Bernie parks his car at the motel. Stepping to the open door, he enters.
Natalie?
Natalie lies curled up in bed in the shadows.
Don't turn the light on. I got a headache.
Did you take something? I've got aspirin. I've got...
Yeah, I already took something.
As he approaches the bed, he trips over her suitcase.
Shit.
He sees the broken glass.
Natalie, what happened to the mirror?
He kneels beside her on the bed.
Natalie?
He turns on a light.
No, don't. Shit, Bernie.
Jesus Christ. Natalie, who did this to you? We gotta call the police.
I thought easy money.
What are you talking about?
Shelley. He paid me to get close to you. To keep you around.
Bernie holds up his hands for silence and turns away from her.
Shelley?
Yeah. Shelley. You were right that first night. I was for sale. Bought and paid for. You were the easy mark, Bernie. At first, I thought that you were just another way to make a quick buck, you know? And then I started to take a closer look. And for the first time, it was somebody who wasn't trying to hustle me. Somebody who wasn't trying to pretend he was someone who wasn't. Just a decent guy trying to get back on track. And it didn't hurt anything. You put me up on a pedestal. Sure puts the gutter in perspective.
Shelley paid you.
Shelley wants me gone. He says I bring you luck. Lady luck. I stayed to tell you to your face. And then you wouldn't want me no more and I could just go.
He faces her.
We gotta get you to the hospital. We'll talk about this later.
Sometime later, at the hospital waiting room, Bernie sits impatiently. He studies the people crowded around the nursing station. Natalie emerges with her face neatly stitched up. She's relieved to see Bernie waiting for her. He gazes at her. But she won't meet his eyes. So he steps toward her, takes her in his arms, and kisses her face. On their way home.
Tell me again, Bernie. Tell me everything's gonna be okay.
Everything's gonna be fine. This is our time. This is you and me, and we're going for it.
Oh my God.
She examines her face in the mirror.
Hey.
He turns the mirror away.
You look in the mirror, you don't like what you see? Don't believe it. Look in my eyes. I am the only mirror you're ever gonna need. You look in my eyes, Natalie.
She does. Soon after, they pull up in front of the Shangri-La.
Bernie, wait. You chart that first night? I wasn't being straight with you. It was the worst chart I've ever seen. There's nothing in the cards for you, I'm telling you.
No, don't you see? That was before. That was before you opened up your heart to me. Everything's different now. I got Lady Luck on my side. Nothing's gonna happen to me.
Wait.
She rummages in her purse.
I got $3,000 you paid me. Maybe Shelley will take it as a down payment, then we can pay in installments when we get settled, okay?
I don't think $3,000.
Come on, take it, Bernie.
He takes the money, kisses her hand, and steps out of the car. Soon after, he enters the darkened paradise room where Shelley, Marty, Nikki, and Larry are meeting.
Suppose you like that foot show at Mary Harvard?
Yeah, I do. It brings the people downtown.
He steps past the goons
and that is good for business.
And slaps one of Natalie's bloody bandages on the table in front of Shelley. As Shelley gets up from the table, Bernie slugs him in the gut, and Shelley falls to the floor.
You lay another finger on her. I swear to God, I'll kill you. Are you listening to me? I will fucking kill you!
Soon after, the goons toss Bernie onto the casino's flat roof. Shelley steps out into the night air.
Why, Shelley? How could you do that to her?
Because I never let go of a good thing, Bernie, and you are a very, very good thing. You're the best cooler there ever was, and I need him back.
He ain't never coming back.
That is a dead man talking.
Bernie steps toward him.
Shelley. I'm done with this joint. Natalie and me, we're out of here. I'll get a job out in the world. I'll send you half my paycheck every month. I'll make good on my commitment.
Bernie, if you bail on me, they're gonna throw your fucking ass off the roof of this building. They're gonna snatch the broad and throw her right the fuck on top of you.
Bernie smirks.
I don't think so. Because if you whack me, then Bernie Lutz ain't the biggest loser in the world no more. That honor is gonna rest upon you, Shelley. And maybe you had it all along.
I'm the loser.
What do you got, other than this joint?
What more do I need?
You got nothing. This place, your legacy, it's a mirage. You turn your back, it doesn't even exist. There's no night, there's no day. It's just one big fucking blur, and it don't count for nothing.
You believe this fucking guy?
I feel sorry for you, Shelley. You're the worst kind of gambler there is. Too scared to throw his chips on the table. Too scared to extend any real kind of friendship. Always scared it's gonna end up out in the desert. Well, sweet fucking dreams, pal. I'm out. If that's where it ends, that's where it ends.
Bernie walks away.
Jesus Christ, that's such a fucking touching speech, Bernie. All that Jimmy Stewart bullshit, I got such a lump in my throat, I can't tell you. But it doesn't change a thing. If you don't make good on my 150 Gs, I'm gonna close the books on you. You and Braun. You leave me no choice.
Bernie stares at him unflinchingly. Soon after, he rides the elevator downstairs. Bernie hesitates, then steps off the elevator onto the casino floor. As if by magic, he is drawn to the nearest craps table.
Change over.
He puts down the thick wad of bills Natalie gave him as another gambler sizes him up.
Change.
And makes a side bet. A table worker hands him his chips.
3,000.
Bernie puts everything on the line and picks up the dice. Stares intently at the end of the table and throws.
Yo, 11, pay the line.
Bernie lets the bet ride and throws again.
Winner, 7.
Bernie takes out some of his chips, composes himself, and shoots again.
6 easy, easy way 6.
As Bernie's winnings mount, Nikki and Marty look on with concern.
Winner, front line.
A monitor in Shelley's office captures the scene, but he ignores it and drinks a scotch. One of the goons enters.
Hey, Shelley, take a look at number 4.
Downstairs, gamblers crowd around as Bernie's hot streak continues. Shelley edges toward the table.
Okay, folks, we're coming out now. Horn bets, crap checks, CNEs, 11s.
Bernie spots Shelley and stares at him. Shelley keeps watching.
Come on, man, make me some money.
As Bernie shoots again.
Winner!
Larry arrives.
What the fuck is going on here? Where have you been?
Linda. Bullshit. Shut him down right now. Shut him down or I will.
Oh, here. Come take a walk with me.
Larry reluctantly follows him. The two climb stairs to a deserted area.
What is your interest in this, Shelley? Because you know what I see? I see your guy taking us to the fucking cleaners. And I'll tell you one thing. He's not leaving here with a fucking dime.
Shelley throws Larry into a washroom. Shelley enters and grabs Larry by the neck.
Listen to me, you little Harvard turd. Lutz is all right. So he's walking out of here with everything he's got coming to him. And if you so much as touch one fucking hair with his fucking head, I'm gonna fucking wallpaper this fucking bathroom with your fucking ass, you understand me? Muted tones, isn't that what you said, huh? Huh? I can't hear you. Wait. Wait a minute, there it is. Blend it in at a subsonic level, like some kind of mantra. Pain, pain, pain.
He breaks Larry's arm. Meanwhile, out in the car, Natalie frets as she waits for Bernie. Inside, Bernie swallows a drink and prepares to shoot again.
Big roll, buddy.
Here we go.
Shelley returns to watch. Bernie glares at him.
He must be up over 100 grand.
And shoots.
Three craps right away.
The table worker clears away Bernie's chips, but the crowd stays. Bernie looks at Shelley.
Here we go.
Bernie places one, then two tall stacks of $1,000 chips on the line. Bernie shoots a look at Shelley. He picks up the dice.
Come on.
And throws.
12 craps.
Bernie glances at Shelley, who looks at him coolly. Bernie bets everything he has. He puts a huge pile of chips on the table.
$80,000.
On the field?
Is he fucking crazy?
Don't do it!
Bernie stares at Shelley, who returns the look. Bernie shoots. The dice land on the table. Soon after, Bernie limps out of the Shangri-La.
Thank you, guys.
He gets into the car.
It's all right, right?
He nods jerkily.
You guys worked it out? You took the money? It's okay, right?
Bernie nods nervously and drives off. The phone rings in Shelley's office. Ignoring it, Shelley picks up a bottle of Johnny Walker Gold, sweeps his glass aside, and drinks from the bottle. He rests his head in his hands. One of the goons enters.
Want me to get that, Shelley?
When Shelley ignores him, he leaves. Shelley stares into space. He smashes the model of the new casino with a chair, then finishes it off with savage kicks, before collapsing onto a couch. In darkness, Bernie and Natalie drive along an isolated desert road.
Can you tell me what happened?
Yeah.
He stops the car.
Why are we stopping, Bernie?
I think, oh God.
Bernie opens the door and tries to vomit. Back at the casino, Shelley gets into his Lexus. Inside, he hesitates expectantly. Nikki sits up in the back seat and looks at Shelley. Shelley stares at him in the mirror. In the desert, Bernie closes his door. Bernie hands her a bundle of money, then another, and another.
What? Oh my
All his pockets are stuffed with money.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Natalie, I won.
Oh, my God.
I won.
How much? How much?
A lot. Oh. Bahamas, here we come.
They kiss. A bright light shines on them from behind the car.
Step out of the car, please.
Bernie rolls down his window.
What's the problem, officer?
Step out of the car, please, both of you.
They obey.
Officer, my driving. I'm sorry if we were driving a little fast. We're a bit excited. We won a shitload of money at the Shangri-La.
You didn't win nothing.
The cop pulls a gun.
Now, both of you, turn around. Get down on your knees. Now.
Bernie puts his arm around Natalie's shoulders as they kneel.
Jesus Christ.
The cop aims at Bernie's head. In Shelley's car.
The kid just wants you to know, Shelley. He just protected our investment. The old school way.
He aims a gun at Shelley's head.
I'll see you around, my friend.
In the desert, Bernie and Natalie await their fate.
I knew it was too good to be true.
Bernie stoically stares straight ahead.
Who are we kidding?
As the cop aims, Bernie and Natalie gaze at each other lovingly. They smile into each other's eyes. And nuzzle. Bernie and Natalie look at each other, puzzled. When they look around, the cop is gone. They hurry down the road to where an SUV is crashed. The cop lies on its hood. Bernie sticks his head into the front window and pulls out a beer.
It's a drunk driver. This is just freaky luck. It was a freaky accident.
Later, as the sun rises in the desert, Bernie and Natalie drive along an empty highway. Natalie nestles against him and grins. Bernie smiles contentedly. Back at the casino.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you for your vote of confidence. As the new director of casino operations, I'm going to make a personal guarantee to each and every one of you that your investment in the Golden Shangri-La will be well looked after. Future looks very bright, gentlemen. Very, very bright.
Larry raises his glass in a toast. Bernie and Natalie drive along the highway in the rising sun. They pass a billboard for the Shangri-La, which bears the motto, "Take a gamble on paradise." This described version of The Cooler was created by Audio Vision Canada. The narrative description was written by Peter Agnes, narrated by Valerie Hunter, and produced by Marco Sorin. For information on other described movies and audio cinema presentations available from Audio Vision Canada, call toll-free 1-800-567-6755. Cast: Bernie Lutz, William H. Macy. Shelley Kaplow, Alec Baldwin. Natalie Belisario, Maria Bello. Mikey, Sean Hitozzi. Larry Sokoloff, Ron Livingston. Buddy Stafford, Paul Sorvino. Charlene, Estella Warren. Nikki Fingers Bonato, Arthur J. Nascarella. Johnny Capella, Joey Fatone. Highway Officer, M.C. Gainey. Doris, Ellen Green. Lou, Don Scribner. Tony, Tony Longo. Marty Goldfarb, Richard Israel. The Player, Timothy Landfield. Bulldog, T.J. Joya. Hooker, Jewel Shepherd. Mr. Pinkerton, Gordon Michaels. Maury, Doc Watson. Suburbanite, Dan Lemieux. Floor Manager, Larry Elliott. Pit Boss, Joe Conti. Dealer, Chris Platt. Stickman number 1, Norbert Ganska. Player, Mitch Sambacetti. Stickman number 2, Andrew Simbeck. Stickman number 3, Danny Grossen. Stickman number 4, Jeff Hill. Stickman number 5, Monet Beeman. Boxman, Charlie Carr. Croupier, Kenny Castrol. Stickman number 6, Byron Baker. Man, John T. Kozla. Woman, Sherilyn Hayers. Televangelist, James McCarthy. Dealer number 2, Frank Hanna. Johnny Capella's girls, Monica White, Heather McHenry. Produced in association with Vision Box Pictures. First Assistant Director, Richard L. Fox. Unit Production Manager, Shauna Miller-Shane. Second Assistant Director, Heather Grierson. Second Assistant Director, Casey Mako. Associate Producer, Andrew Busey. Stunt Coordinator, Noon Orsatti. Utility Stunts, Casey Eastlick, Dan Lemieux, Robin Bonacorsi. Loop Group, Kirk Bailey, Linda Overland-Cook, Wendy E. Cutler, Jackie Ganeau, Malcolm Groom, Randall Montgomery, Tina Pinella, Dean Schofield. Head of Production, Jerry Frost. Executive Producer, Michael Moriarty. Musical Solos, Trumpet, Mark Isham. Alto and Soprano Saxophone, Bob Shepard. Baritone Saxophone, Adam Peppers. Piano, Rich Ruttenberg. Fender Rhodes, Flo Moti. Violin, Sid Page. Drums, Peter Erskine. Bass, John Leftwich. Candy, performed by Rebecca Kyler Downs. You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me, performed by Paul Servino. Luck Be a Lady, performed by Bobby Caldwell. As I Walk, performed by Jetta Red. I'll String Along with You, You May Not Be an Angel, performed by Diana Krall. Can I Steal a Little Love, performed by Joey Fatone. My Funny Valentine, performed by Tierney Sutton. Almost Like Being in Love, performed by Nick DiGidio. Tomorrow, performed by Joey Fatone. Blue Shelley, written and performed by Mark Isham. The characters and events depicted in this film are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. Copyright 2002, Cooler Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Content film.